The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Claire Maxwell. Claire, doesn't come much better, does it? Every time you put on that national dress, representing Scotland, representing the Thistles.
Absolutely. It's the pinnacle of your career. The Commonwealth Games for me was absolutely the highlight of my career. World Cup, as amazing as it is, being multi-sport, and the fact it's at home in Glasgow, you literally couldn't get any better.
That 2014 side, it was you as captain. As I remember, Lindsay Gallagher as vice-captain, and other players included Leslie MacDonald when she was still playing, Hayley as well, and that's just off the top of my head. So what was it like just being part of that group?
That was the highlight of my career. Still today, I always speak about that 2014 Commonwealth Games, being the first ever Scottish Thistles team to compete in a Commonwealth Games, and the vibes, the atmosphere that was created, having it in our home ground from start to finish, it really was an unbelievable experience and nothing's ever been able to beat it. I look back on it with such fond memories, and the netball was just incredible. The amount of fans that came to watch, whether it was the first time they'd ever seen netball or they were loyal fans, they created an insane atmosphere. And the fact it's going to be in the Hydro in 2026 just shows the growth that's been in netball, and it's going to be on the biggest stage at the whole Commonwealth Games.
Tell me a bit about the group. Who were you in the group with, and what was that like?
Oh, you're testing my memory now. I can't remember each of the individual countries were in our group, but I know there's just such a great experience because you've got those games that you're really competing to win. And then you've got those games, I remember playing New Zealand, where you're really looking at to see like where you're at and where's the gap and competing against the world's best. So for me, Laura Langman was one of my idols. And to come directly up against her at centre, you know, that's a pinnacle. Like, I really got to test myself and see where I was at. But then at the same time, within other games, it was very much about getting that result. We had goals that we were trying to meet, the expectations and really high standards within that group. So it was very much game by game, but making sure each game we were building on what we'd done before.
Gail Pareto was coach at the time as well. So what was that like, being coached by somebody like her?
It was fantastic. She did a lot for netball in Scotland and got us her highest ever world ranking at 7th. So I just remember her being really emotional before we played New Zealand, that being our home country. But she put in so much work for us as Scottish Thistles and made the experience so enjoyable for everyone who was in that 12.
What's it like a couple of weeks out, the leading up to the actual tournament itself?
It always intensifies because you know that competition is getting near, but it's very different in comparison to now. So in 2014, we were training as basically the Scotland team week in, week out. Whilst now our players are spread all over the place. Some are in Australia, some are down in England, some are still based in Scotland. So they've got a very intense lead up to the Commonwealth Games this time round. All kind of camp-based, full weekends, quite a duration, and off the back of what will be in a busy season for some players. So it is very, very different. The fact that they're away getting all these exposures and experiences and learning from different coaches, and they're going to bring so much skills and knowledge back into the Thistles environment, and with their new coach they'll very much be building, trying to get those connections and squad selections before going in. So it's an intense time, but it's very exciting because you know you're working towards the pinnacle.
No sirens these days, unfortunately, but plenty of Thistles playing in the Super League, and we can obviously hope and pray that Emma Barry's on her way back over as well. So lots of players, potential players, are still active.
Absolutely. We've got players gaining experiences all over the place. Obviously, losing sirens was devastating. It was a great franchise, and being able to show elite netball kind of week in, week out when the season was on to family and friends and young netballers, you know, that's what it was all about, is getting that engagement and encouraging other people to take up our sport and strive to be one of the best, and having those role models in our home city that you could go along and watch at the weekend. But so it has been a massive loss, but at the same time I feel like the players have spun it into a positive because they've spread their wings, which they might have not done in the past. They're gaining knowledge from elsewhere, they're building skills that they may not have had before, and having to play different styles and under different tactics, etc. So they're going to bring all that back, and I'm sure they'll be really excited to get back together as a group, because I know everyone gets on really well within the Thistle squad, and they're a great group of girls.
I imagine it wouldn't get much better than stepping out on court in front of your home fans. What's that experience like?
Oh, it puts shivers down your back. Being able to stand out and hear that national anthem. I think when that gets played, you know, we're a proud nation. We're full of spirit and fight. And that's what you see from the Thistle squad. But to be able to do it on the home ground, like, I know it's an absolute dream. These girls couldn't have imagined, like, going back even 4 years ago, that this would be happening in Glasgow. So for that spin to happen and for them to have that opportunity is once in a lifetime. And they've heard us older players going on and on about what a special experience it was, and now they get their opportunity to feel it and see it and be those players on court. I think, yeah, you can't beat it.
The netball, at least, is going to be taking place at the U of O Hydro, July 25th to August 2nd. Something yeah. like that. 12 elite nations competing, but how realistic do you think Scotland's chances are?
Yeah, I think we're going to be competitive within our own rights. Obviously, we know where the global game's at, and we do know that the top four or five countries are a step above, but I think below that is extremely, extremely competitive. The Scottish Sisters have shown that they can take on teams like Tonga, and they beat them earlier this year. So they're going to be competitive. They're going to be challenging to get up as high as they can, and I'm sure they'll be aiming for a top eight finish at least.
And as an ex-player, can you notice little subtle changes that Kath's brought to the Thistle squad these days?
Yeah, I think Kath is a completely different coach than what they've had previously, but she brings so much strength in terms of, like, the confidence she gives the players. And, you know, she's taking that Aussie style of ball speed, working the ball to circle edge, get the ball moving, turn the defender's head, and that tenacious one-on-one defence. So it's all about doing the basics well, but bringing that energy and confidence to your game. I think she's really brought that out of the players and brought the best of each individual, and the players seem to know their strengths and where they're at, and they seem happy. And I think if you've got a happy squad, you're on to good things.
And I've left it till the end, but I presume that throughout your career, you've still got all the mascots.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think my daughters have now got them. They look after them. But yeah, I've got all the little teddy mascots within my house, being well looked after with all the other million teddies that we seem to have collected.
Claire, hope to see you there.
Thank you. I'll definitely be there.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.